sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 54, recorded on October 16th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And we have a guest, an awesome guest.
Who's
today.
That guest today, Eric?
Awesome guest.
Paul Soares, hey freaking Junior.
Freaking Junior.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Freaking Paul.
You can change your name to put that freaking in there.
Yeah.
Paul freaking Soares Jr.
Paul freaking Soares freaking Jr. I think we can just stretch it out even further. Freaking Paul freaking Soares freaking Jr. Freaking.
Freaking. And guess what? And so you haven't been on the show since January 2011?
It's been a few months. Yep.
It's been a freaking long time.
Yeah, it has.
It has been a freaking long time.
And right now I'm looking at you through Skype, Paul, and you have this awesome chicken on your head.
I do. Can you see the whole thing? It's a tall one. It's got a head.
It is a very large chicken.
Oh, he's bent over. And you stand up chicken. Yeah, this is a spy chicken. And if you watch any of my tutorials, then you know what the reference means. But this is what happens to the chickens around these parts.
Awesome.
And I was...
You want me to do a dance, but I'm not going to do the dance. You missed the dance. We did that earlier.
We can take time and do it again. No. Yeah. Actually, and talking about your Let's Plays and stuff, I was just watching one last night, I think. You were showing your wife how to fish, or you were fishing on an island. You played a mean old joke on her. Made her throw her fishing rod out into the water. That's some funny stuff.
Yeah, I did. Okay. It was. We're having a good time with that. It's man-woman Minecraft. And she is not a gamer. She's never played a video game. This is the first one. So it's actually Survival Island, which is a custom map.
Right.
So it's kind of me teaching her how to play not only Minecraft, but, you know, video gaming. And so we actually had our anniversary about 2 weeks ago. So she surprised me with a fishing rod on the island that she crafted. One of my sons must have told her how to make it because she has no idea. So she said, happy anniversary. And she gave me a fishing rod. And so we had a little fishing derby. And I said, all right, on three, let's go. And I told her how to cast the line. I said, just press Q. You put it in your hand and press Q. And obviously Q is throwing what's in your hand. So press Q and she tossed the fishing pole into the water. And she's like, that was awful. No, you go get that. It's cute. So it's a fun show. Something that we try to record at least once a week. And it's something that we've never experienced together playing video games because she's never been a gamer. So it's a little common ground that we've gotten, you know, to do. We've been married now, I think it's been 18 years, and she's going to kill me for not knowing. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting show.
Awesome. Well, and speaking of that, I wanted to bring it up because my wife doesn't play video games at all either, like at all. Like Bejeweled Blitz is the extent of it, you know, in iPad, you know, iPhone games and Facebook stuff. For one of my birthdays, back when I played EverQuest, I got her to play one night. I said, that's all I want for my birthday is just you sit here and play EverQuest with me.
Nice.
And she did, and she has never, and she enjoyed it. She had fun, has never tried again. So how did you go about getting your wife to play Minecraft?
She kind of felt a little bit out of the loop because I play with my kids in a couple of different shows, Minecraft Dad. So she was curious. And if you've seen the show and you know Minecraft Chick and how she learned the game on her own, and if you thought she was bad, and I think I said this the last time I was on the show too, you would get an absolute kick out of watching my wife. But she's a good sport about it.
Well, I like the chemistry y'all have too.
She's super competitive in the real world and in sports, and she's going to learn. So I just said let's sit down and try it, and she's having a great time.
I've said this a million times. My wife is an avid gamer. She plays games every single day, and she cannot comprehend how anybody likes Minecraft. She's just baffled by it for some reason. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
And we do have a question from the chat room. Are you planning on doing any adventure maps with your family? That's from Razorbladex3.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, right now it's tough with school, finding the time between sports and homework and all that. But yeah, we're still going to continue the Minecraft Dad. I think we're up to episodes 50 or 60 or something like that. So it's going to be, they'll be coming out, but a little slower than usual. But yeah, we'll do some.
That's very cool. Since the last time we talked to you, you know, you've been doing a lot of Let's Plays and stuff. Have you? Is it really ramped up? Is this a career yet? Or is it close to becoming one?
It pretty much is now. Yeah, I've been spending a lot of my time making the videos now, and as a partner on YouTube, I get to obviously share in revenue, and I can't go into any detail.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I have a business. I still have a computer tech business, and I still do that too. So I'm doing both things. I'm doing the computer tech business, and I'm spending at least 3 or 4 hours a day working on videos. So, it's nice. If I could do this full time, making videos, playing video games, I would be pretty happy.
It's like win-win, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just sit around with a chicken on your head.
Downside yet?
Until the chickens start laying eggs on your head, then maybe downside.
That could be a problem.
That's free
eggs.
This is
what happens when chickens lay eggs in my head.
Yeah. Well, you want to run through some sponsors who sponsored the show today?
I think it's about that time. Now, we put you in line here too, Paul, if you want to read some of these as well.
Yep. Absolutely. Where are we?
We are at the top.
The part
of the
that says sponsors.
Oh, I see. Got it.
And
so
Brent.
B is first, right?
Yes, it is. So the first sponsor we have here is from Fab, who says, "The Emperor protects."
Who's the Emperor?
I thought it was
That's from Dawn of War.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Well, cool.
That's what I was going to say. Dawn of War. That is definitely from Dawn of War.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
I was about to make some joke about my sucky play at StarCraft and it'd be some kind of Protoss. Do they have Emperors and Protoss?
I don't think so. No, do they? I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe Emperor Penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually like making the sponsors like a segment of their own.
Yeah, like 12 hours.
They deserve it. They deserve it for supporting the show.
Yes.
And that next sponsor would be?
It has a P.
It does have a P.
And you're staring at me.
For Paul.
No, I'm staring at Paul.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. This is TPC Tiger. TP's Tiger?
I think so. Yeah.
And the message is, "I'm behind on Shaft episodes. Must get caught up."
That's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah. And this next one's kind of a dual one because he sponsored the DWPP, but it came in after the DWPP. So we'll read them both. And he sponsored the episode.
All right. Okay. And he his name is at Matt SKU5. And he says, "Enjoy the DWPP."
And then for his sponsorship for this episode, he says, "I want a cape too."
That's right. We got capes.
And then Kaffee says, "Shut up and take my money." Also, poop blocks.
All right.
Do we talk while people are giving us money?
What?
Do we?
Huh?
Do we do that?
Of course.
Sure.
Sure.
It's part of the job.
We should stop doing that. We should shut up and let them give us money.
Okay, yeah, we should.
I think we're talking right now while they're trying to give us money. So.
Oh.
All right, what's next?
It has a P.
It's a P.
We have Jeremy Autumn. And it says, "Super Hostile Legendary on 1.8 complete. I hate you, Vex."
And
the art.
And Spartan L4D, who says, 2 times 3 poop blocks equals poop slab." Gross.
Poop slab. Are we going to have poop steps now?
Is that a craftable item?
Oh, can I get poop steps?
Yeah.
Maybe poop fences?
2 by 3.
I thought we were past poop blocks.
No.
I thought we were too.
I wish we were.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it won for the best excavation station thing for, you know.
Did it? In the Shafties?
On our Shafties, yeah. I mean, as early as our award show, they voted for it. Okay, so the next one is from... Oh, wait. No, it is my turn. Okay, that's a W. It's from Crommy, and he says, "Toasted Jelly is an evil mastermind. Darn you, TJ!"
And okay. Rodri says, "Paul Soares Jr."
Oh, yeah. You want me to read that one?
Yeah.
Since that's me?
Why don't you read that one?
"Paul Soares freaking Jr., a man and father we aspire to be. By the way, Wilson!"
Nice.
It's the name of my pet dog in Man vs. Minecraft.
Oh, I thought they were...
Little Wilson.
I thought they were thinking I was a man and a father, too.
Oh, yeah. No.
I thought it was going to be a volleyball.
Volleyball? Yeah, that's
right,
a good one, too.
That's true. Well, let's jump right into this thing and do this here. All
Our journeys. And this section is sponsored by LethalDrive.com, of course. If you need a server, go to LethalDrive.com/TheShaft. Put in the coupon TheShaft, and you will get 25% off.
Of your first billing cycle. Mm-hmm. Right?
And speaking of servers, I've started two this week, actually. I wanted to make one. We had this discussion with Aleph Noel at the DWPP about getting a server set up for Let's Players to join in on and have it open to Let's Players to film on.
Right.
And it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't have to be super beefy, but, beefy enough where you could get some people on filming. But then you kind of cross paths. Like, you'd be on there filming something.
That's a great idea.
And then other Let's Players be filming something. All of a sudden, you might see each other and, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a comic book crossover or something.
Yeah.
You'd all spawn in the same place, though, right?
Yeah, unless you put in some
mods.
Sometimes,
yeah.
You get a mod or something.
Yeah, I think Co and NVIDIA and that crew did something like that a while ago. I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but yeah, it was an interesting concept where you'd just be recording on the server, and then you may just encounter someone else recording, and you could take it from there.
Well, I think it would be cool.
I don't know
just
if they still do that.
Just to see other people's stuff, like so you're wandering along, and then somebody built something, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Let's look at that,
Unless it's like spoilery or something. It's like, oh man, you showed my creation on your Let's Play before I got a chance to.
You have to sign a waiver before you get on.
No, it gets all lawyery.
Maybe you got to wait 24 hours before you do a Let's Play before you can post it on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
See, now there's too many rules.
Too many rules.
Done. I'm taking the server down when I get home. So there's another one that I was going to try to set up to try to get to, because my son's been playing and my daughter's actually been playing, and I want to try to get my wife to play. Like, you got your wife. That's why I was asking, but I don't think it's going to happen. Like,
she supports me.
You'll be
me.
My wife?
Huh?
You'll be my wife?
No.
Just put her on the payroll.
I
think I may have left that detail out.
You're going to have to earn your way, sir.
Maybe we can.
Yeah, you can be my wife, Wes.
Sure, I'll do it.
I'll call you something else, though.
Yeah. I'll talk looks like
good.
This.
Wes looks good in an apron.
I do.
But besides that, I haven't really. I've actually been decompressing from the DWPP. Just like, I quit smoking. It was the last con that I was going to smoke at, so I haven't smoked since then.
Yay!
And no, it's not yay. It's I want to kill people. And so I didn't think it would be a good time for me to do like SMP because I just ban people, and we're still dealing with getting our servers and stuff moved over. So just staying away from people is really what I've been doing this past week.
Yeah.
I've
had an interesting week. My wife has been diagnosed with vertigo, so now I have to drive my whole family anywhere they go.
She's got the movie?
Yes, the movie in her ear.
Weird.
And it's viral, so antibiotics won't fix it. She's just got to wait for it to get done. But anyway.
Do you mess with her and like, whoa?
No, because periodically she'll just be walking around the house, and then she'll lean against the wall and be like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for her.
See, I wonder why my wife won't play games with me. I'm like, I'd put a Vex map on and be like, no, this is the game. You can't play this easy. Your son plays it. No, I wouldn't really do that. Anyway, go on.
So I actually haven't been playing any Minecraft this week, and I in place of it, I watched a bunch of Let's Plays. Like, I'm fascinated with all the 1.9.4 stuff, but I'm not going. I'm still in my single player world. I'm still digging holes and making tools. Like, I'm nowhere near finding cool things, and I don't want to do the whole spawn your own stuff thing. So I've been watching Paul's videos and other people's Let's Plays in place of actually playing.
Jumbo Muffin 27 is my son. Is he here? He might be upstairs on a computer. Sorry, guys. I think they're going to kick my wife and son out of the chat.
Awesome. Well, I checked out 1.9 pre-4, and I found a stronghold by crafting an Eye of Ender, which is like the Ender Eye thing, and then
Ender Pearl.
Blaze Powder.
It's a real process.
Them together, and you have to make a ton because it takes forever. And I'm in creative mode when I'm doing this, and so I'm floating around, throwing my eye out, following it, and then finally when it starts pointing down and going down, that's when you go down. And being in creative mode, it's very easy to just to drill through the earth and find the stronghold. So go down there and mess around and just find cool structures and stuff. Spawn some dragons. Got to check out the dragons. Totally awesome.
Do the gold sword thing?
Yeah. Yeah. You right-click the gold sword to spawn a dragon, and then you can... Oh, there's a mod to ride the dragons, too. That's kind of cool. And then also right-clicking a diamond or diamond sword will take you to the end or the ender realm.
This is the end.
That's what I'm thinking too.
This is the end.
It's pretty weird. It's unfinished and everything. So, but it's just there's so many Endermen all just.
I know they're all over the place. I can't.
Sparse.
I mean, what would you do there? You'd have to like walk around with your face down, right?
Well, they pretty much.
Yeah,
they don't attack in a group though. It's not like zombie pigmen. So you could kill one at a time. At least that's in my testing. Yeah. And there's no way out. Once you get to the end, it literally is the end.
Yeah.
So it's only one way out, and that's jump off a pillar or something.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, and the sky is weird, too. It looks all buggy.
Has anybody tried to, like, build a spawn to the nether from the end?
No. That's interesting.
I mean, if you took all the ingredients with you, could you build a portal to the nether?
I don't know. Sounds like the next video I'm going to do.
I don't think you can.
What happens to beds in the end?
You don't think you can do it?
Is it my taking a bed work. There?
The chat room's saying no. But no. Then again, the chat room, you know, says I'm funny, so.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. There's 1,100 people in there. Maybe somebody knows what they're talking about, you think?
So beds blow up in the end, too?
Beds blow up, and no, portals don't work. I've tried making one, and it didn't work.
Oh.
But I don't know if I was in creative or survival. I can't recall.
That'd be pretty cool if portals exploded in the end, too.
Gotcha. That's right.
Brent's not amused. I thought it was kind of funny.
No, I'm laughing on the inside. It's just no smoking thing. So what about you, Paul? What have you been up to?
Pretty much the same thing. I've been doing a lot of PR releases, pre-release videos. Mm-hmm. Doing with the end and enchantments.
Enchantments.
And potions. Man, Woman, Minecraft again. Oh, and Man versus Minecraft.
Yes.
Excuse me, which is the season 2 finale. It's a 14-day season. And we're on the last day right now, and I just have to make it kind of, you know, special. So I've been working on that. And Skyblock. Skyblock 1.1, which is a custom map.
Hardcore.
All the cool kids are doing it, so I'm doing it too.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Yes, this is the hardcore, so you only have one life. You fall off this. It's basically a big dirt, floating dirt block in the sky with a tree, and there's a chest with a few items in there for survival. And you have to make your way. And there's a whole bunch of challenges, like make a monster trap and an animal farm and a tree farm and so forth. And you don't have a whole lot to work with. And in Hardcore Pro, you only have one life, so if you fall off, you're dead, and that's it. And the world gets deleted in Hardcore. So I think I'm on episode 7 or 8 or something on that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I can't wait to see your season finale of Man versus Minecraft season 2. Season 1 finale was awesome. It's totally awesome.
Yeah, thanks. I'm trying to gonna try to make it at least as exciting as the first finale.
And cliffhangery,
season
right?
Season 1.
Are you doing
a third
one?
Yeah, it's always cliffhangery. Yeah, right. And then I'm going to lead right into season 3. Sweet. And I have some ideas, but I haven't really solidified it.
That's cool. You know, I think last time we talked, you were announcing that you were starting a new series called Man vs. Minecraft, and you hadn't even done it yet.
That's right. Yeah. So, yep.
And now he's done 2 seasons.
Season 3 coming up.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dang.
That's a lot of seasons.
Been a long time.
I don't know why the redneck accent's coming up.
There he is.
So, you got a bunch of big plans coming up, heading to MineCon, of course.
Yep. Yep. Got the whole family going.
Awesome.
And we've got our tickets, and we've got our hotel rooms, and we're going to be there a couple of days early just to chill. It's kind of a vacation for us as well, and then we'll be visiting the convention.
Have you planned a meetup spot or anything yet?
No, not yet. But if you guys have any ideas, let me know.
Cool.
I know you guys are going to get there a little early, and we can get together and kill some spy chickens or something.
That's right.
Collaborate,
slaughter,
and
sacrifice them.
Are you doing anything official there? Any panels, talks, or anything like that?
I've been approached unofficially, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do it yet. I may just want to go as a fan and kind of keep a low profile. Yeah, I know. But I think I can kind of hide in the crowd. We'll see.
You'll have to pull that chicken hat down a little bit further.
Yeah, yeah. Wearing the chicken hat or any other identification marks. You know, I'll be there with the family, so we're just a little concerned with, you know, crazy stock of people. But
my wife has decided not to go.
Okay.
She was going?
Well, she was going to go and treat it like a vacation, you know, and like hang out by the pool while the actual convention was going on. But now that we've got more plans and stuff, and also a birthday party got planned that weekend, and it just, you know, what there becomes a terminal mass, a terminal velocity of, oh, well, I can't escape these things that are going on. So we're going to do, she's going to plan on something else where we have time, a lot of time to ourselves.
Oh, man, that would have been fun to mess with the Vertigo girl on the plane and stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez.
No.
Evil. All right, so let's get into some news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Tons of news every week. Tons of news. Never a shortage of news, ever. Ever.
And this week is no different. This week we saw the beta 1.9 pre 4 some blah release thing.
That's right. They're really on a roll with that, right?
Beta, I mean, of a beta.
I mean, it's just like, well, it doesn't matter what it's technically called, does it? Just give it to us. We'll play it.
No.
But I think the only thing really is that you can't update through the client. You have to go and be a little more technical about it. And I think that that's maybe not a great idea.
I think it's perfect.
I do too.
Because see, what would happen if they just made it easy? Then everybody would upgrade, and then you'd have all these people bitching,
right? Yeah.
Because something wasn't, you know, this is basically testing. This is their way of doing beta testing before. Because they've done it so differently the whole time that even though it's technically a beta, it's really not.
They treat it like a finished product, and they want it to run like a finished product.
Yeah. All they've got this beta because they need it in this new format of how to develop an indie game.
Right.
So I think they've got, you know, I don't know. I think they need the barrier to entry to the test stuff there.
I guess so.
Yeah.
This is valid.
But what's in this new test stuff, Mr. Fullerton?
Well, of course, we've got a new realm here called the End. We already talked about that. It's the home of the Endermen and the Ender Dragons. You can, let's see. At the moment, the only legitimate way you can leave the dimension is by dying. And I did die there, and I did pop up in the outside world.
And you get there through the portals in the stronghold?
Yes. Right?
Now, so what else is in the stronghold? I haven't been to one yet. Don't know. Haven't seen it.
Chests and...
Is it the Nether stronghold?
No. It's just the regular stronghold. You know, when you use the Eye of Ender... Is that what it's called?
There's chests in there just to open?
Yeah, there's chests.
Do they all have the end gate? Because I've run into a few that didn't seem to have any.
I could not find the gate.
Libraries with bookshelves.
Mm-hmm. There's jail cells.
There's jail cells, yep.
And those are
iron
cool.
Iron bars.
Are there people in it yet?
No.
Okay, so this was kind of like the villages before the village people got there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are there going to be people in the strongholds, or are these abandoned?
Well, there's plenty of monsters, but I don't know about people.
Yeah.
Oh, there are monsters in there? You got your...
I mean no more. Spawned.
Yeah, no more than your regular.
Okay.
There's not, like, any special... Unlike the Nether stronghold, you know, where you have the Blaze guy, the fiery dudes, and forget the names. You know, and all the special new ones, right? The fire blobs.
Well,
I'm just going to make up names for them.
I think what's going to be interesting is once a full PvP map gets done, like, what happens when Chaos has strongholds, you know, and people... People craft some stuff to go find. I bet those are going to be areas of high combat.
Oh, yeah. That's true. And these strongholds are very rare, too. So it may be that everybody on a multiplayer server will just find one. You know?
Yeah.
And wasn't there a limit?
Only three per map? No. I wonder if that also applies to multiplayer.
Right. I would think so, since it's really the same map generation.
Yeah. There's going to be some contention there.
So it's, you know, first one to find it, it's yours, and you defend it all your life.
At least while you're on. And then when you log off, whoever finds it next defends it.
Yeah, squatter's rights. Yeah. That's right. Also, we got some enchantments. Enchanting. You can put down an enchanting table. And the table's cool.
Except it doesn't look blocky. the little book opens, like it makes
and it
me
flips through the pages.
I know.
And it's all cool.
I'm like, well, that's not right.
Well, they changed the sun and the moon from blocks now to round.
That's right. Yep.
So what's next? Our head.
So what did everybody vote for?
I voted square, old school.
You voted square.
I would vote square if I had voted.
Square. What about you, Brent?
I voted round, but I still looked at it like it's round, but it's still like square pixels. Like you can still see that shape.
Exactly.
So to me, it was still kind of.
You know, the phases are nice. I do like that.
Yeah. Is it like a Minecraft universe planet? Like made of blocks, but and gravity one direction, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
far
away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I voted round. I liked the round. Yay.
Well, and he also did the vote online, but did he follow what the vote ended up being?
Yes, and it was so
close.
It
was pretty close, yeah. It was about 50-50.
In the end, it might have just been whatever he decided, you know?
we spent all the time making it round with different phases, I think. It's his game, so.
I mean, it kind of tells you that everybody, it doesn't really matter. Nobody's really passionate either way, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Or half of them are passionate one way or half of them are passionate the other
and we will
way.
All
I don't understand why we have to live in such a partisan sun and moon world.
And then we'll all meet at MineCon, all the square haters and the round haters all together and battle it out.
Yeah.
It'll be the star bellies and the non-star bellies.
Exactly.
Well, what would they have done if the cloak with the square moon on it had won? Would they have redone that cloak?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I see.
That's
a good point.
Interesting.
Oh. Or maybe that was his decision. Well, I guess they don't care about the square moon. See what happens when I make it all round on them.
That's right. Interesting.
So I think everybody who likes the round cloak moon should make their own cloak with the round moon and show up to MineCon with their cloak on.
Yeah, rebel.
You making a cloak? You going to wear a cloak
rebel,
to
rebel.
MineCon?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you guys get your cloaks?
Yes, sure
now,
did.
Are these, are they permanent?
They are.
Because it's going to look a little weird in Man versus Minecraft, my finale, when I'm running around in a creeper cloak.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Like, you know, when you're going forward, it flaps up. So if you're watching your third-person view, you don't see it. You see the back of your shirt just fine. But when you stop moving it, boom, you know, flattens out on your back. But
yeah.
But it's definitely there, and you can't remove it. So maybe there'll just be an option, right,
think,
to hide
it
or something.
Do you think there will be an option?
I think there will, yeah.
I think there needs to be.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
There also
I love it, though.
Probably
love
needs
it.
To be a way to switch your capes. I mean, I bet the Mojang people are like, well, I want to wear my Minecon cloak today. You know,
yeah.
I want to wear my Mojang cape today.
That's
true. Yeah. No. When are we getting our shaft cloaks?
I don't know. But the pickaxe, that's going to be the shaft cloak, right?
Yeah,
right.
The pickaxe.
I thought it'd just say the shaft, have our logo on the back of it.
But you only have like 16 pixels to choose from.
They'll put more pixels on for us.
Nice HD cape.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where are we going?
Anti-aliasing
with this?
on the
shaft
cape.
Photorealistic. So we have some enchantments. A ton. I mean, that's a whole thing to itself. Maybe it'd be wise to get into that once it's released in full and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's working pretty well. Have you done any enchanting and...
I did. I kind of messed around. I downloaded a map that included all of the things, all of the ingredients, and everything you need to do enchanting. Because I was like, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, it's totally cheating, right? Or testing. I'm testing.
No, yeah. It's cheating.
Yeah.
So I downloaded this map and played around with it, and
they should be using scripts.
Yeah.
And it's. I mean,
rocket jump.
I think it's pretty cool. I think
it
it's
is cool.
Cool.
I mean, yeah. Some of the effects are pretty cool, like knockback.
Yeah.
And there's one that sets mobs on fire, and then there's one smite. I think it does extra damage against undead.
It's
so
a sword
it's
that lights people
things.
On fire. What
yeah,
don't you get?
Yeah, and then there's like a water breathing, or at least it slows down your drowning. You know, so you get your bubbles last a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And
yeah,
what is up with
cool
blindness? That's a weird one.
On an enchantment.
Yeah.
Or is that a potion?
Was that a potion, you know,
I think, right?
Maybe that was a potion.
Well, potions, you can now use them as, like, bombs.
Right, throwable AoE.
Throw
yeah.
Right. So that would work probably in a PvP situation.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah. Because you don't want to blind yourself.
Weakness. No, you don't want to blind yourself. That doesn't seem to make any sense.
Yeah. It's a cool effect, though.
Well, it depends. Maybe you have a mirror and you're really ugly.
Yes.
You just walk around blinding yourself instead of fixing your avatar, your skin. But, yeah, so I guess you could blind people.
Yeah.
On PvP. Yeah. Are you gonna blind people, Eric?
I would, yes.
You're a blind person.
Like I like the other way too, the flash, you know, like a flash grenade and first person shooters and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are always fun too, but this is kind of a weird, you can only see a few feet in front of your face and everything else is black. Kind of a blindness.
Yeah.
Which is cool. You can still walk around and stuff, but you'll bump into a tree because you didn't even see it coming, you know.
So it'd be more of an escape potion than to like try to kill someone.
Yeah.
Or at least get out of their eyesight so you can just pelt them with arrows.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Get on a mountain, throw lava on them.
And they won't see you. That's true. Walk right into
the I know
trap.
In PvP, I would do that a lot. I would have a lot of blindness potions if I could in PvP.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. I've always wanted like a Molotov cocktail in single player. And it would be great in PvP, too. But there's always like that one when you're walking through a dungeon or something and there's just a crap load of mobs. And you can pick them off one at a time, but it's just so inefficient. So you just want a Molotov cocktail. Something just toss in there and burn them up. Yeah. And the lava works pretty well, but...
Ooh, what if you made a potion that was like
style.
Like the sun for like, you know, 10 seconds. So you threw it, it splashes and lights up. So anything that burns, burns, and you can see the creepers and run in and stab them.
Nice. I like it.
Something
it's
like
pretty
that.
Nice.
Wrong section, though.
Yeah. It's okay. We move around. We
do.
We're jump ducking. Around.
We're movers.
Jump around.
Ducking
jump.
Something.
Are you the Daddy Mac or the Mac Daddy?
I am the Daddy Mac.
Let's see what else.
Look at you.
Old people jokes are funny.
They are.
Okay, so we've kind of gone over the rest of this. Minecraft also gets two awards at the Game Developers, the GDC online in Austin.
Yep, Minecraft Chick was there to receive the awards. And apparently she had to empty her carry-on baggage because they thought they were explosives. And they had to swab them down and clean them and stuff.
So nice. So it won best live game. So they're considering Minecraft to be live?
Yeah, best live game and best community relations.
Huh.
Interesting.
Isn't that on? Don't you think that's on?
That it's in beta?
It's a beta.
That it's a beta and they call it live? Hmm.
Maybe they said maybe it's live. Maybe it makes no
live
sense
game?
At all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Maybe that's an acronym.
Oh, BLG?
LIVE, best, you know.
Yes, maybe
live
it's...
Live meaning multiplayer?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I just think it's weird.
I'm going to go with that it's just that it's out, that like people are playing it.
Okay.
People are buying it.
Yeah. I think people are saying, you can call it beta, but we're going to give you an award that says it's live.
We know
wink,
better.
Wink, wink. Yeah. Wink, wink. Ah. but okay, let's see. Also, let's see. Carl tweeted on Friday that he had worked. That MyCon's almost out of tickets.
That's right. They're selling out soon. Yeah.
So you need
to
get those tickets.
So what's the total? Do you know? Is it like 5,000 tickets or 4,000?
I don't know. I haven't heard a number.
I thought it was 4,000 at first.
That's a pretty good number. That's not. Yeah. I mean, it's not. You know, that's not huge, but it'll be plenty big.
Yeah. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, do it now.
Hurry up. And if you if you can't get the ticket, you know, you can always get a, what is it, Curse is giving away a ticket, I believe. Two tickets.
Contest.
Yeah. I think you got to be a premium.
Yeah, and I think Minecraft Forums was doing a ticket thing, too, a whole package deal.
Well, they're Curse, so.
Oh, that is. Oh, you're right. Yeah, that is Curses. Okay, gotcha.
Now, we have some leftover premium passes. We should give those out.
Yes.
Paul, you got a reason to give something out? Do you want to give one out on something? Or?
Yeah, I could do something on a video.
That way, I mean, it needs to be fairly soon. I guess so they have a chance to
like
go to MyCon.
Like now?
yeah, actually, we could do it that way.
I'll just give
do we
want
to by the end of the show or something.
Do we want to do a competition?
You want to do a competition?
All right.
Well, we have a few, so I was like,
I don't
have
anything
one.
In mind, but.
Yeah.
We'll give you one that you can give away on your show.
Okay.
On any show that you want to give it away on over this week. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll make a video this week, and I'll post it up, and we'll give you guys a shout-out, obviously.
Sweet.
Cool, and all we ask is that you do a little chicken dance.
Yeah.
We'll get that live.
You can be sure I'll slaughter chickens. I don't know if I'll dance. Jumbo. There's Jumbo.
What up, Jumbo?
So it is the real Jumbo. Here he is.
Is that football or soccer?
This is my oldest son, Jumbo.
Hello there.
Yeah, how's it going?
I think Minecraft Mom in the chat room is a fake, but the jumbo is real.
Oh.
So what is this jersey that you're wearing?
Adrian Peterson.
It's Minnesota Vikings running back.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Is that good or bad? I'm not into sports. So yeah. I don't know. It sounds very neutral to me.
I get when people talk sports.
Where
I get
you're
that.
From. If you're from Minnesota, it's probably a good thing.
All right.
When people talk sports, I get that Peanuts voice.
That's right.
We'll stick to Minecraft. Yeah, Adrian Peterson plays Minecraft.
Nice. And also, someone else who plays Minecraft is Kristen Shaw from the Daily Show and the Flight of the Conchords. And she's teamed up with Sony Ericsson for a Facebook-based contest, Build for Kristen. So we'll link to that.
Oh, yeah, the Build for Kristen videos are funny. Those are cool.
She's funny.
Yeah,
she
like
was
her.
Awesome in Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah, she's cool. Well, cool. All right. So that's a lot of news there. Any news we forgot? We'll think of it next week. All right?
Yeah.
All right. So this is going to be the listener contributions, but this time Paul Soares Jr. is going to hook us up with the bumper, and he's going to do it live. And he has no idea until just now, and I just said it.
Oh, God. What does this mean?
In some that's way, funny. Let everyone know that it's the listener contributions.
Because that hasn't been done yet.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, go.
It's listener contribution.
Ta-da!
Cha-cha!
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Spirit fingers.
Awesome. And Paul, I would like to just apologize for that happening live on the air. I'm not sure what Eric's doing over here. He's a...
No, I like a little spontaneity.
Yay. All right, so we have... we have a couple of things here and some calls, and here is the first one.
Hey, Shaftites. This is Death Rock calling in, and I have something for listener contribution. I've been playing Minecraft again. Now 1.8 has been out, and I just my contribution is out to Notch and everyone at Mojang, because they really knocked it out of the park with this one. I just got off the phone talking to my friend, who I just convinced him verbally that he needs to start playing again, just with all the new awesome stuff. And also, those cave spiders are awful. So, yeah, just super awesome, and I can't wait for the full release.
I think I need you to make an audio track of how you convinced your friend to play the game so I can play it. For my wife.
Oh. Yeah.
Or maybe let's like, what if we could get everybody to send in, like, what would they do if they were trying to get someone to, you know, convince them to play Minecraft?
Oh,
and then make this audio montage of like why you should play Minecraft, basically.
That's either good. That or we have once a week. We have a winner each week.
Oh yeah.
The best thing that talks people into playing
best way
Minecraft.
To convincing.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So yeah, send in your MP3s.
I find gunpoint works.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Duct tape is really good. Don't let him get out of the chair.
We have another one here from James who says, "Hey guys, people keep saying that Notch is adding too much, especially in the 1.9 pre-releases with alchemy and enchanting. But before these updates, people said that there was too little. So I want your opinion: is Notch adding too much to the game?"
I think it just feels that way because we got used to the game in one particular way. You know, we got kind of used to vanilla Minecraft with a few extras, and now all of a sudden we've got all this stuff. But I also think it kind of builds on each other. I mean, like, you've got these tools that you know, first you've got to go to the Nether and acquire things, you know, and then you have to go here and acquire. And it just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like these are all things that in the past you said it was going to be in the game. It's just after a while, I guess people kind of assume that, well, maybe they aren't going to be in the game because it's going to take it so long or it's going to be an expansion. Yeah. But no, they got him in the game.
Yeah.
Did you see what he tweeted today?
Huh.
He's looking for a writer to write a script for the end of the game, like if you beat Minecraft. So he's actually got somewhere you're trying to go. Maybe the end is the end. You're not supposed to get out. Maybe that's the victory condition.
Oh, that is called the end.
It's not much of a victory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll put something
fun
in
there. Look at all these Endermen.
Yeah. Maybe you come across a mirror and you see you've been an Enderman the whole time.
Oh, a Twilight Zone
just
episode.
Don't hit F5 beforehand.
Yeah. How to serve man.
And then GLaDOS starts singing to you.
This is a triumph.
So what do you think, Paul? What do you think about all this crazy added stuff? Is it too much?
I think so. I like the sandbox, the open world of Minecraft, and I think a lot of the things that are being added now could probably just be modded in by fans. I mean, I think it's, I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want it. You know, you don't have to make potions. It's not like you need to do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem with it, but it's not something I'm probably going to do a lot of. Right. Yeah, I like my RPGs. I like a Skyrim. If I'm going to play an RPG, it's going to be a full RPG. You know, Minecraft is more of just a sandbox experience, I think. But I don't want to say too much, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really wondering when mod support's going to be put in. Like, I thought it would be in beta, but it's looking like it's going to be in the full release.
So. Yeah, I'd rather see some kind of an API where it's easier to add things like that. So if you wanted to make your own types of potions, you could do that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, because right now it's not an easy thing to do to add a mod without, you know, some knowledge of editing files and you getting into the jar files.
Yeah. It's very hacky feeling.
Yeah, it's a little hacky. It's very hacky.
But I guess, you know, mod support for a game that's literally in beta is kind of, it's just another weird thing. Like, why would you have mod support in a game that's not even out? So... But you know,
yeah, I don't think it's a priority.
But I don't think they're really worried about that. You know, putting out pre-releases for a beta and all this stuff, and you know, but yeah. I'm enjoying the diversity and the amount of changes because it keeps it fresh and fun. It like overnight he can change the game entirely. Bam! It's a different game now. You know.
Well, and there's always the chance that later on he may put in a options page that says, "Do you want to play with potions? Do you want to play with dragons? Do you want to play with creepers?"
Right.
Do you want to play with all these things that they've built in? But they've got to kind of get these things in first, and then you can pick how you want to play the game. Mm-hmm. And once they get the API in, then it's like, do you want to play with, you know, wagon wheels and, you know, other things?
Poop
slanted blocks. Poop roofs.
Blocks. Yeah. And I think that'd be a great way to go, because then you can formulate your game. Maybe even on a server level do the same thing, you know, because those options will be in there, and albeit harder to pick and choose probably, but
yeah,
right. You can play it as a sandbox mode or an RPG mode, and that adds these elements in the game. So if you don't want potions and enchantments, then just play sandbox, which mm-hmm. is more creative,
right?
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I think it definitely mixes things up a little bit, makes it interesting.
I
prefer to see more content, like mm-hmm. you know, in the strongholds and NPC villages and that type of thing.
Yeah, I'd like to see. I do think that having some predefined cool, you know, exploration elements would be better than adding new powers and features and all that kind of stuff. You know, I think having some adventure-y elements to, okay, I found a stronghold. Now this is going to be populated with, you know, X number of monsters, and if I get to the end, I get something special. You know, I mean, right. that might be a little more. You know, but like I said, I also think there's something good about the fact that, I mean, you have to go to, you know, the Nether to get to the end, you know, like there's this pattern of progression on what you can do and how you can do it. I don't know. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then let's get into big segment. You want to do something crazy now? I'm down for something crazy.
Oh, you wanted to talk about Audible.
Yeah, audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. Did we want to talk about that, or is that like a static bumper at the beginning of the show now?
Let's do it.
That's Audible trial.
I thought we were doing audiblepodcast.com.
No, you need to listen better.
You want me to introduce this like the last one?
I don't know where this is going. What's going on here? This is getting all crazy.
It is getting crazy.
No,
This is why I have a document.
That's right.
And this is actually not in there, but we do have an offer from Audible that is everybody can try out. It's audibletrial.com/theshaft, and they will give you a credit towards a free book and a free membership for 2 weeks. You can continue your membership. I believe it's $14.95 a month. Mm-hmm. After that, and you'll get a credit every month if you continue to get more books and more free stuff. It's good stuff. So go get you your free book and listen to it while you play some Minecraft. Because you know we only have about 50 hours of this show, so I'm sure you know you got to listen to something else after that.
Right. Go get Ender's Game. Is it Ender's Game? Right.
Ender's Game is good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Is there a connection with the Ender Dragon and Ender?
Yes.
And all the Ender worlds? Yeah.
Because all the Ender Dragons in Minecraft went to battle school at the in space.
Yeah.
Oh, I know nothing about Ender's Game, so I really don't know what's going on.
You go listen to it. See.
Okay.
So yeah, but that brings us to another section.
Let's do it.
Excavation Station.
I heard a chicken.
Dead.
All right, we have a bunch of them in here. One is from Future Guy 51.
Well, we have a note here first we should get to that Astrogolly wants us to let everybody know that if you send anything in about stained glass or pipes, it's going to get deleted automatically. It pretty much was in the past.
Yeah.
But we got that one.
Yeah.
Heard loud and clear. And we talked to Notch about it. He said, maybe. We'll see.
Show your face.
Yeah.
So, all right. No more of that. But you got something from Future Guy.
Future Guy.
So he's got some inside knowledge from the future.
Yeah, he says he wants gold ore in rivers. He says, I think that gold ore should have a chance to generate in rivers. This would make sense since in real life, gold is often found in rivers. P.S. I just wanted to say I love the show and I listen to your random ramblings all the on all things Minecraft.
I would like to point out that the word often is not legitimate. If I were to go to any given river and begin looking for gold, the odds of me finding gold would be extremely slim. So
depends on what year and where.
Exactly. Yeah. So while I might agree that it, theoretically it could be the case, I'm not sure that it's a legitimate.
Well, maybe he's saying that often when you find gold, it's in rivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Compared to anywhere else. Like, you don't walk down the road and find gold, unless it's gold chain, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just had really good luck, and he's like, dude, whenever I go to the river, I find gold. Like, it's crazy. Like, y'all should be going to rivers, because that's where the gold is.
I have found as much gold in rivers as I have when I have dug 20 meters under the ground straight down and searched caves that I have exposed with my pickaxe.
Okay.
So none.
Yes.
But if you had found some in the river, you could then say, often I find gold in the river and not in the mountains with my pick.
Again, I don't like often.
Well. So
that gets the buzzer.
Does it get the buzzer?
Oh, yes.
Well, so you still don't like gold in rivers? Like maybe you get pan.
Now this is what I think.
You gotta actually like.
They didn't like golden rivers. That's different.
That's something else. Maybe you can get. Maybe it's possible for you to build a gold pan.
That's right.
Okay, and if you use it in a river, it like fishing, it has a chance to generate some gold. And I think those odds should be about the odds that if I went to the river behind the studio and put a pan in, me getting gold. I think those odds are good odds.
Like maybe in a van down by the river?
0.000001%?
Yes. But every once in a while, you will get a gold block from a river.
Yeah.
A 1 meter cube of gold.
You're better off just jumping in a cave and digging.
1 meter
That's
cube.
That's what you're trying to say. But I'd like to see a fishing pole pull up something worthwhile occasionally.
Yeah.
You get that in old rogue games and muds where you fish in a little pond and you pull out like a diamond every now and then.
Maybe every once in a while you should get some steel boots.
Steel boots.
Yep. Or leather boots.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
With somebody attached to them.
Yeah. Maybe you could fish up a creepy creeper.
Yeah.
He's the number one griefer.
Maybe. A dead one. A dead corpse of a creeper.
And then you cut it open and you find fish.
License plates.
Gross.
We're going some direction. And it started to sound
Billy.
Good, but find Billy.
Let's see. I was going to mention
a Jaws reference.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Billy eaten by Jaws?
I think so.
Oh.
Oh, don't go in the water.
So this next one we got was submitted by Imperialistic and Jeff's Artisan. And they want werewolves. And there's a mod. There's a werewolf mod, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah, they're yeah. Moe creatures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when the new moon phases, how about some of the NPC villagers turn into werewolves every full moon? Every 8 in-game days.
That's right. There's moon phases. That fits.
I think that would be kind of an interesting idea if you had these NPCs actually doing something else like actually maybe farming the wheat, maybe one's out actually looking for gold in the river, whatever they're doing, and they put their stuff in chest. And so you want to keep them in this village happy and doing whatever because they're actually getting resources for you.
Gotcha.
And maybe you have to do something to facilitate that. Get them food or, you know, keep the bad guys away from the village because they'll kill them. But now you turn it into that some of them do turn into werewolves. So where do you draw the line of do I kill him or do I just try to stay away from him so he'll continue to get me ore out of the river? Something like that. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
I also think it would be cool if, you know, that it would be neat if you weren't paying attention. All of a sudden your villages were hostile to you. You know, you're walking up at night and all of a sudden, oh my gosh.
And then you kill them all and the next day they don't spawn back.
I know. And you're like, oh, my poor village.
You're like, what happened?
Yep, that's exactly. People feel remorse when they kill werewolves.
That turn out to be their kin.
Yep.
Their kin folk.
There's another one here.
All right.
You want to read it, Brent?
This one here is from the Ferguson kid.
That Ferguson kid.
Oh, that one.
Not
no,
the.
I'm talking about the Ferguson kid.
Oh.
Oh, the.
He's talking
the
about
original?
That Ferguson kid. Which
that,
in turn.
That freaking Ferguson kid.
That's right.
Freaking. Okay. Anyway, they want, both of them want a proper trading system. What do y'all think about that?
A proper trading system.
I think that's fair. I think trading is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, where you don't have to throw it down and just pick it up.
Yeah, the whole tossing in the river thing is pretty silly.
In the river?
Yeah, where you have two-way water and a wall.
Oh,
and you take your item and throw it in the water.
Yeah.
And then they take their item, and then if they don't throw their item, you jump in and grab yours again.
Right, right.
And then when they throw theirs, you jump in and grab yours.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Because they can't do the same.
Well, but there's always a point where someone's going to get screwed, right? So, yeah, like what you're saying, there is time for a proper training system. But there's also plugins, you know, where you can share a chest with someone.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can both put your stuff in and steal it from them.
Yeah.
Wait, no, we're not talking about how ways to cheat people, are
yes,
we? We're talking
no.
about
no.
Yeah, proper trading system.
Yes.
Yeah. Ding.
Yep.
There's got to be a bucket That's mod for that, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Shirley.
And don't call me Shirley.
We're all counting on you.
This next one is by Thurbleton. All right, you got that, Thurbleton? All right, better terrain generation control. The ability to supply a percentage chance for each biome to generate. This could be used to create themed worlds on SMP servers, e.g., desert world, water world, even maybe an all-underground world.
I like it a lot.
So it's like sliders, right?
Yep,
you sliders. Slide the mountain down, you slide the water up.
Like your civilization sliders.
Yeah,
you know? I want more continent, I want more water.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You like it, Brent?
No, give it a down one for me.
You hate it?
I think they kind of already have that with the seeds. I mean, you can find a seed that has what you want, and with RNG, it doesn't really matter. You could still get absolutely what you don't want or something, right? If it's...
Oh, yeah.
Being randomly generated, even if you're saying, "Hey, do more of this,"
well, yeah, but I think what they're saying is they want. Let's say we want a world that's 90% desert,
right?
You know, so you make the slider for desert a lot, you know, higher than everything else. So the probability of getting a lot of desert is greater.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that with seeds, but it's just you know, finding
the seed that you want.
Yeah, and Astrogali says that's far too random. Brent, he's in the chat room.
Hey, that's it.
So our next one is submitted by Retro Guy Fox, and there's an instruction here from Astrogali. They're Eric, if you'll pay attention.
Oh, get the buzzer ready.
He wants more stuff to farm. The addition of tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, and celery to be grown. Also, sandwiches that use the new meats, being able to make mayo using milk and eggs, and getting mustard seeds from chests like melons so that you can make mustard. And finally, with all the new veggies, you can make a salad.
Okay, you can open a deli.
I got one thing to say.
Y'all are like sheep here. Just because he says get like, the buzzer ready.
What I mean, what is this like?
Okay.
Cooking Mama all of a sudden.
Yes. Yes.
But what if
is.
They did different things? Like yes, if all you can do is feed yourself, then yeah, all we need is a cookie,
right?
Or a golden apple.
Yeah.
But if they all did different things, it could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
the salad makes you regular.
Yeah. And
like
you get
fiber
a ton
wise,
of, you get a ton of poop blocks. That way.
Okay.
You wake up and you take off your Depends and you pull out your poop blocks.
I think
since there's no commode yet, do we need an outhouse?
Could probably use different types of vegetables to attract certain animals.
Yeah.
You know, rather than use wheat for everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess
so
there's no harm in overabundance of items, right? As long as it's not deterring away from other things we could have.
Right.
And that's yeah. just a, we know that there are just a few coders creating Minecraft. And we can say, stop working on salad and work on this, you know. but besides that, pretend like Mojang has 1,000 coders and it's no big deal to do anything.
Yeah.
Pretend that and then say, what if there was 5,000 new food items introduced? Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Didn't get in our way. So
well, it's just more things to look at, right? You can decide to grow tomatoes or whatever in your garden.
Right.
While someone else... And maybe that's it. Maybe some are rarer than others and you can actually trade with people.
What was
on
that
SMP.
Game?
Crossing... Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Like, in Animal Crossing, you could grow one thing on your trees. And the only way to get the other things is either to get them off the beach, I think, if you got lucky, mm-hmm. or to go to someone else's server... Where, say, they grew bananas, well, then you could take a banana from their tree and plant it in your yard.
Yeah.
Or you could just go to Facebook and play Farmville.
That's true.
Nice.
And not Minecraft Farmville or something right. like that. And on the same thing about them, you know, not having all these coders or something, I had an idea for to come up with more buildings. Like, if they made a tool that was kind of like a selection tool, kind of like we're used to from the mod admin stuff, but where you could make a building... And then kind of select it and then kind of submit it somehow. And then this could become part of their random... Like, they just look at the building and go, oh, that's cool. And then it could be part of their random terrain generation. You know, put it with this type of block building. So all of a sudden you're getting all these weird different... Maybe even a castle, you know, just...
Oh, yeah.
Just crazy different things. And they're not sitting there having to actually build it and decide.
Right, yeah. It's being generated. Good ideas. Pretty good stuff. Open up a deli, sell some sandwiches.
Yeah, I like the deli idea.
Some slods.
Slods.
Yes.
Some grinders.
What's a slod?
Some hoagies and grinders.
Yes.
Oh, SpongeBob.
So are we getting into this next segment? Have we had enough?
I think we have had enough. I've gotten my daily recommended amount of fiber.
All right. Excellent. All right, let's do it.
It is so freaking intense. And you know what's intense?
What is?
Is today we actually are sponsored the sightings from the two awesome gamers. So if you love your shaft like they do, wait, what is this? Their message, love your shaft.
Yeah, they love our shaft.
No, love your shaft.
Is it you?
It gets a little dirty, but that's okay anyway. So they say, check out youtube.com/twoawesomegamers. So we appreciate that. If you want to sponsor the sighting section, go to our deadworkers.com/sponsor page, and it'll tell you how, I think.
Sweet. So we got some cool stuff here. We have an unusual tip for getting performance boost in Minecraft. And this is weird. This is a Reddit post of this guy who apparently was getting awesome frames per second, like 130, he says, by keeping a game open in the background. And the specific game he had was Need for Speed Most Wanted, but I don't think it matters. It has to do with what is being loaded at the time, what drivers and what things were being loaded on an NVIDIA. Let's see, he has an NVIDIA card, doesn't he? Anyway, it's an interesting article. So
like the big game optimizes the display options, and then Minecraft just uses it because
that's what it sounds like. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's a mod that you can download. It's called Optifine. At least I think they went through a name change, but I did a video on it, and you can add that into your jar.
Oh.
And it gives you a whole bunch of video options.
Oh, neat.
And it makes a big difference. Yeah, you can easily gain 10, 15, 20 frames per second.
So that'd be good for Let's Plays and
great
recording.
For laptops. Yeah, if you have a laptop that's a little underpowered in the video department. Then grab that Optifine. I think it's called Optifine.
It is. Optimine. The Aquasan agrees with you. It used to be called Optifog
kind of
plus Optimine, and now it's called Optifine.
Yeah, right.
So Fog and Mine is now fine.
Oh, okay.
Optifine. There you have it.
Sounds good to me.
That's the one.
Brett's turned into a bobblehead over there.
Excellent. Also, there is a Weeping Angels mod. And this is submitted by Starscream.
Why would you want to do that?
That sounds freaky.
Isn't that just like Enderman, but different?
It's very creepy. And we'll have a link to a video you can see it in action, or just Google it right now.
Submitted by Starscream.
Starscream. And then we have a video that is Minecraft Office, submitted by the Crystal Crow. This is cool. This is a live action, just a little short skit of some dudes messing around in the office. It's funny. It's good. It's like a minute long. It's worth watching. And also, oh yeah, remember the old CTR4 that happened a little bit ago? There's a Team Gold highlight reel submitted by Pretzelcast, and you can check that out on YouTube. It is out now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pretzelcast.
Hey.
What up, Papa?
And what is Mob Saloon? Mob Saloon.
Oh yeah, I put that in there. That's a it's a 3D. Animated cartoon. It's only a couple of minutes. I just found it. I don't know where I saw it, maybe on Twitter or something, but
it looks amazing.
It's worth watching. Yeah. And this guy, Slamacow, is that the name I put in there?
Slamacow.
Yes. Slamacow. YouTube username. He's got a whole bunch. It's like not a series, but just various cartoons or comics. And he did a really nice job. They're hilarious.
Wow.
So well worth that. Well worth it to go check those out. And that one's called Mob Saloon.
Very cool.
I'm watching zombies playing pool.
Yes, it looks pretty good.
Zombies playing pool and the creeper drinking at the bar. And then you've got Steve who pops through a wall and the music stops. Like, everybody turns to look at Steve.
Record skip.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Then we have the Ultimate Miner.
The Ultimate Miner.
This is Simple Gamers versus Michael. Remember Michael from a few episodes ago. This is the it's a Minecraft game show. Has this been done before? Has there been a Minecraft game show?
Not that I know of.
Thinking it might be the first one called The Ultimate Gamer. Our first two contestants battle for supremacy in this amazing first episode. And so definitely check that out. Game shows are cool.
That's pretty cool. So like in the first one, I think they're making the two players make like a working door, like a redstone door. And stuff. So
it's like quick challenges and stuff. Like,
yeah,
that's cool. Stamina. Test your stamina.
Cool
and your
thing. Idea.
Your mind. And then the last thing we have here is, remember that video we did last week? We built this town. Live action music video. Original song. Some people are thinking it's a parody. It's an original song. And we put the behind the scenes up this week, so that's on our channel. So
and it answers many frequently asked questions in the comments. Did you do this all in front of the green screen, or did you do it in town?
Yes.
And we did it in town. We did part of it in town.
And you'll still get those questions.
Yes.
Yeah. And we made the heads.
Every day, every hour.
Yeah.
All the props were made. You can see that there in the video. And it's about 5 minutes long. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. I did watch that today, actually.
Cool. And I guess that really does it up. That was it for sightings. And do we have anything in this one? Who's there?
Housekeeping.
Uh-huh.
Housekeeping.
Come in.
You want mint for pillow?
I love mints. What about you, Brent? You want a mint?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I've got balls mints.
Mints.
Balls mints for Bilo.
Boars? Is that like boar's head?
Balls.
No, we boars hate those. Head we mints. Hate those. Get out. We don't want you anymore.
Is that like roast beef mints? Have you ever had roast beef mints
ew.
Before?
No.
That doesn't sound
pleasant.
Doesn't
sound very appetizing.
It doesn't sound
appetizing.
I had
appetizing. A bacon one. Bacon mints.
But I do have some delicious balls mints.
Oh, balls.
That's yes.
You're trying to give us balls.
B-A-W-L-S. Balls mints. Balls.
Oh.
Yes, it's
if you had told me I could have put balls in my mouth, I would have been much happier than...
They're caffeinated, and they have a slight fizz to them like Pop Rocks.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Here you go.
Okay.
Help yourself.
All right, so what do we have in housekeeping?
Well, it looks like Brent wanted to thank all the sponsors that he was worked diligently to get.
Yeah, and this may be left over from the last show.
Yeah. But we should still thank him again, because it was very kind.
No, I think they should only get one. That's,
really?
That's really enough.
Okay.
That'd be so, like, wrong. Like, meh. Like, no, they've got to. No, seriously, we did have a lot of people who threw in and helped out with the Dead Workers Party, so we definitely want to mention them again. Of course, Lethal Drive gave a free server. Valve gave a ton of free swag. I actually won one of them over here. It's the white and blue version of the sticky bomb because I won TF2 and beat those other people with my partner Moot.
Yeah. Who was the people that you built?
Oh, that's right. You were one of the people we beat.
Yeah.
Handedly. What is it? Handedly? What's the word?
Handily.
Handily.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, it was really easy is what I'm trying to say. It was I don't even know why they played. Why did y'all sign up again?
You went too far.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Anyway, we also want to thank Balls because they have great mints. And we
Balls.
Think.
Balls.
You think, you know,
so
the
they
shaft.
Make mints? Is that what that is? That's a chocolate mint from Balls.
Caffeine mints.
These were caffeinated little mints. It comes in a little tin.
And they do mainly drinks. They're more of your, caffeinated drinks with guarana.
Oh, there it is. That's Balls.
Yep. It is. I just
pretty
showed.
Ballsy.
I just showed my balls on cam.
He did.
You can only see my balls on the shaft.
That's right.
Nice. And of course, Curse gave us 5 premium memberships. So we'll be finding ways to get those out. Paul's going to give one of those out, and that'll give you a chance to win an all expense trip. Doesn't that sound like win this contest to possibly win another contest?
Yeah. That's right.
Wait, am I? I'm giving out balls.
No. Premium membership to Kirk. Okay. You can give out balls all you want.
Let's make it a package deal.
Nice. Wordage.
And Deal News also supplied an 80-port gigabit switch for us, and Makers Local ran a tournament. And, of course, Crommie, Joe Hills, and Jeremy Autumn all sponsored, as well as at the beginning of the show, we had Matsuku 5. Was that it?
I don't know, something like that. And then Stephos Walk bought us some pizza.
Stephos Walt bought us some awesome Terry's pizza.
Om nom nom nom.
That was good.
And I got to add her to the sponsors page on the DWPP. That way I don't ever forget again.
Yes.
Yeah. Ever.
And at this point, are we just shouting out to people?
We're just shouting out to people.
All right. Well, then.
How about.
All right. Shouting out.
Oh, that one wasn't as loud.
Was it not?
No. That's good. That's fine.
Yeah. No, I'm happy about that.
Okay. You don't want to play it again? I want to shout out to Swamp Chick and her son, Eggs, 54222. Yeah. From Louisiana. She sent me a bottle of rum in the mail.
Rum.
You know what they gave me?
What was that?
They gave me some beignet, some Café du Monde beignet mix.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm going to make my wife some beignets.
Nice.
I think she sent me anything.
If you had been at the DWPP, maybe she would have brought you
some. Send me some balls, would you?
I will send you some balls and laced beignets.
I'm licking his balls right now.
Oh, Yikes. They're delicious.
They're fizzing in my mouth.
Sweaty balls?
Yikers.
Yeah. We're going
too
far.
She also gave Jacob a cloak. She gave her cloak to Jacob. So
you are. Oh, that is so awesome.
That is, wow. He doesn't know yet. I'm going to surprise him and tell him it's a birthday present. No, just kidding. That would be wrong.
It's a Christmas present. Instead of toys,
Swamp Chick,
you get a digital cape.
And Eggs, Swamp Chick's son, actually won the tournament, the Minecraft tournament at the DWPP.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. Big shout out to all you guys.
Gift your cloak or additional cloaks.
Yeah. Like, I'm hoping there's some way to get some there to give away or something.
Yeah, we'd like to give away some capes.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
How about you, freaking Paul, freaking Soares, freaking Junior?
Oh, where are we? I'm looking at.
You got some shout outs?
Shout out. I did. I had one that I wanted to talk about, and this is a YouTube channel, Durandal of Ages. And it's difficult to say, but if you guys want to put it in the show notes.
We would love to.
He's got a show called, you got the whole chicken, but you didn't get me. That's a big chicken. Yeah, he's got a show called Minecraft Design. And it's something, if you want to see, you know, I'm not much of a builder in Minecraft, so I've been watching. It's Dan21, if you look in the chat room here. But I'll put a link up. So we'll have somebody put a link up in the show notes. But he's got a Minecraft Designs show. So if you want to see these little things you can do with stairs and you know, you make a bathroom or bedrooms or rooftops. And he's got this... It's a very short series. I mean, you know, 8-9 minutes each episode. And he kind of shows you the ins and outs and how to make these things. And I've been watching his series now for a little while because I'm a terrible builder. you know, I'm more of the adventure exploring type. But I wanted to give him a shout out because it's very interesting. And it's nice to see someone doing that type of thing, you know, just giving helping people figure out how to make these. You know, when you see like a staircase or something, like a spiral staircase, I look at these in some videos and I'm like, how the devil did they do that? You know, and I don't have the time or the patience to figure it out on my own. So this kind of show has been it's been very helpful to me.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's stack, jump, stack, jump, stack, jump, and then dig, 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 get back down.
Yes.
That's my stairs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, mine are just blocks. Mine are full-size blocks and just jump. Let me see if I can find his YouTube channel.
I have to do the half block thing whenever I do stairs. For some reason, I hate jumping up.
Oh yeah,
all the time.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
So
you know what's cool? In the Stronghold, they actually have dynamically built spiral staircases. Did you see those?
Yeah, I have noticed that in your video. As a matter of fact,
they're cobblestone stairs.
I was very impressed with that.
They're special Stronghold stone stairs, right?
Right.
I saw cobblestone stairs in mine.
Yeah, with
the
brick.
Oh, that special brick. I didn't know there were stairs in that brick.
Okay. I saw it in Paul. Paul now. Found a spiral staircase in his.
Yep.
Fancy.
How to find a Stronghold video.
Maybe it's because you were looking in creative mode.
I was in creative mode, yeah.
Maybe it's different in there. I don't know.
I
had peaceful on too. I couldn't die.
Yeah.
So
those are the peaceful stairs. That's why.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Those are the malevolent stairs.
Right. So Paul, do you play Minecraft when you're not filming anything? Just wondering.
No, not generally, just because I don't have much time.
Right.
So normally when I'm playing Minecraft, it's for a video.
Oh, okay.
We don't just play for entertainment. It's usually, you know, let's sit down and make a video, and we'll play together. We'll have obviously we're having a good time playing the game while we're recording. But the only time I ever play is when I'm either preparing for a video or recording a video.
Okay.
I think Eric's follow-up
game, really.
I think Eric's follow-up question is, when you do play by yourself, do you sit there and commentate the whole time? But now we don't know, right? Now we'll never know.
I play by myself a video game? I talk to myself quite a bit.
Or you talk to the chickens in your room, right? All right, chickens.
No, the chickens are all quite dead. They don't talk back.
Take that.
And if they do, will they die again?
Yeah. Well, I guess we can wrap up here. Always awesome to talk to you, Paul, and it's going to be great to see you in real life.
Yeah, looking forward to it. 32 days.
Yeah, yep. 32 days away.
And I'm pretty sure everybody already knows how and where to find out where you are, Paul, but do you want to remind them of your YouTubes and Twitters and websites?
Yep, it's all my username, which is Paul Soares JR. I just put it in the chat room. And it's pretty much any way to find me. On Twitter, it's the same username. On YouTube, same thing.
Sweet.
And I don't... Actually, I do have a new Facebook account, too, and it's Paul Soares Jr., P-U-B, at the end for public.
Pub.
So you can check that out, too.
Well, you know, yeah. I added you as a friend on Facebook just to see, you know, like, if you thought I was your friend.
To my personal account? Yeah.
Yes.
See, I don't even use the Facebook.
Yeah.
And the only reason I made this one is because I had an imposter about 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Account on Facebook. Was that you?
You know, trying to get a few extra hits.
Yeah, yeah.
I had like 1,500 likes or something. And
whoa.
So, yeah. Man. My wife ended up finding that page.
She's like,
my number one stalker.
Wow.
So she hunts down everything. Nothing gets past her.
On this page of yours, there's an Audible ad on it. Do you know what that is called?
As long as I get a share. Whatever you want.
Awesome.
Well, awesome. Well, this has been another awesome show. Can't wait to have you on in another 50 episodes or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks for having me.
25, 10, 5. Next week. What are you doing next week? No.
Okay, that's
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to be watching the Patriots game. So let's see. Right now, it's 6-3, so not very exciting so far. I haven't missed much.
Maybe we should keep him on a little longer since he wants to.
Hey, Skype just hung up for some reason.
Well, I got here at 3 Eastern.
Yeah.
I actually made a video and said, yeah, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And I was here at maybe 2:30 Eastern time, and Brent's chowing on a grinder. I found Eric on Skype, and he said, no, it's CST. So it's 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
After I put the video up, yeah.
That's so, right,
about 700 people sitting here waiting to see me. I was like, ooh, sorry, guys. Come back in about an hour and a half.
I know. It was funny watching the chat room fill up. I mean, it went from 100 to 1,000 so fast.
Yeah, so. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Your pants down.
We're really angry at you for filling our chat room up. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So do you have a name for your listeners, followers, watchers, like Soars? I guess Soars would be
No, I don't. I see a lot of YouTube channels will do that, but I haven't really found anything that's appealing. So
how about Paulies?
I just call them my friends.
Paulies.
For now, until I come up with something more interesting.
Friendly kids.
Paulies?
Yeah, Paulies. The Paulies.
Paulies?
Yeah.
The Paulies. That's kind of weird.
Oh, from Sopranos.
Yeah.
Paulies.
Yeah.
Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts, that's right. Walnuts. We'll call them my Walnuts. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Well, yeah, it was a good show. I liked it. And it gets, it gets a Chewy, maybe one of those. I think
it's almost Halloween. We need a witch.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys doing for Halloween? You got any
haunted
houses?
Oh, now
y'all are
just being mean. Let the man go see his football.
Huh? Oh, that's right. You're actually watching.
Halloween.
You're watching.
I was hoping
football.
You guys could send me some of those costumes that you used for the video you made.
Right. It would be very hard to ship.
Yeah, they're pretty large.
Yeah,
are they?
We actually wanted to bring them to Minecon, but we can't figure out a way to do it.
yeah, on a plane. Yeah,
just wear them.
Probably, yeah, you'd probably get busted.
Yeah. We won't even fit.
Let me see your ID.
Can you imagine walking into the plane with a creeper costume on? All the people who played would be like, no, I am not getting on that plane.
Nice. Awesome.
Okay, let's end the episode.
Yep.
Right there, on the creeper joke.
Oh, I thought it was ended already before.
Oh, well, that would explain a lot of what you were doing.
Me? Yeah, I'm just shooting it.
Just chatting.
I'm just chatting.
Just chatting.
Okay. Paul, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yes, can't wait for MineCon.
Good to be back. Yeah, I'll see you guys there.
Excellent.
The whole family out there. So let me know, where you're going to be if you guys want to get together a little early.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's come up with
grab
meeting.
Grab a beer or something.
A meet
Sounds
and
good.
Greet kind of.
Hey, Chief.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes. Yes. We'll definitely send you our info and contact info and.
Yeah, you know where to find me.
Yeah, cool.
On Brent's Facebook page with my name on it.
With an Audible ad.
With an Audible ad.
Sweet. Okay.
All right, gents. Take care.
Take care. Have a great day.
Catch the rest of this game.
Good luck on the game.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
See ya.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.